Yes, he told me a story about a man he'd known all his life, a boyhood friend. This man hated his father, loved his mother fiercely. The mother was devoted to him, but the father used to beat him, demeaned him, disinherited him. Anyway, this friend grew to manhood, and he was still in his 30s when the mother died, this mother who had nurtured and protected him. She died. The man stood as they lowered her casket and tried to cry, but no tears came. The man's father lived to a very extended old age, withered away and died when the son was in his 50s, I think. And at the father's funeral, much to his son's surprise, he could not control his tears. He was wailing, sobbing. He was apparently inconsolable. Lost even. That was the story Kritzinger told me.
I don't understand.
No. The man had been driven his whole life by hatred of his father. When the mother died, that was a loss. When the father died, when the hate had lost its object, then the man's life was empty. Over.
I did not faint, I did not faint, I had a physical symptom.
Immigration. The policy that will take place for immigration, and we have collected enough practical experience to do it well, is evacuation.
Which differs from emigration in what way? Evacuation of where?
Let us postpone that question for a while.
To hell, one hopes.
Many already have.
Do they even have a hell?
They do now. We provide it. Matters here must be held secret from our enemies. We control events better when we control opinion. Deal with matters here must be held secret from our enemies. We control events better when we control opinion. When we control opinion. When we control opinion. When we control...